Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine, if you will, kind of get this scenario in your mind. You own a building. There is a building next door to you where there may be some animals who have been neglected or abandoned, and you have some concern about it. So you decide, you get permission from that building owner to go in, see what's going on. You get in there, you find there are a couple cats that in fact have been malnourished. You bring them back over to your building with the intent of getting them strong and getting them back up to speed. And then the story changes dramatically. I'm going to let my next two guests kind of pick it up from there. Darian Balcom, who is that person who went to check on the animals next door, and Margaret Coleman, who is our attorney. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Indeed. So, Darian, I want you to kind of pick up the story. You bring these cats mm-hmm. back over to your building. Your intent is to get them strong and get them healthy again. And then what happened?
Well, it was just to feed them at that moment. But yes, I was in my rental property, and I looked up from fixing their litter box, and there were several police officers suddenly in the hallway outside the room I was in.
And what did they say?
So the officer who spoke to me was Officer Figueroa, and he did ask me a couple of questions, but he did not ask me what was going on and why we had brought these cats back over. He and the other officers wanted to take us, my friend and I, back outside, so they let us outside. And during that time, he called me sweetheart at one point for some reason, and I responded, "Don't call me sweetheart." And there was another officer who chimed in and asked me if they should call me ma'am. I didn't respond to that. And then in the next moment, Officer Figueroa said to me, "You probably don't like Trump, do you?" And I said, "No, I don't." And then he said, "Well, I'm glad that he won." And then he arrested me. he arrested me that then and put me in his car and took me down to Allegheny County Jail.
And Margaret, I'm going to bring you into the conversation now. I mean, it sounds like this started to go bad from the point in which she was referred to as, quote, sweetheart.
Yeah, this entire situation could have been avoided if Officer Figueroa had some basic respect for Ms. Balcom and for her fundamental constitutional rights. He should not have called her sweetheart. That's not an appropriate way for an officer to address a member of the public. He would not have called a man that he was interacting with sweetheart. But when she objected to that, and she had a fundamental constitutional right to object to that, you know, where things really went wrong is when he injected his own political beliefs into the performance of his duties as a City of Pittsburgh police officer. And he was there to investigate a potential crime. He was not there to talk in his politics with Ms. Balcom, and it shouldn't have happened.
So you filed a suit today?
Yes. We filed a lawsuit today alleging that Officer Figueroa arrested Ms. Balcom in retaliation for her protected conduct, which is her conduct protected by the First Amendment, which includes the right to have your own political beliefs, to express those political beliefs, and to criticize people in positions of power, to criticize elected officials. These are some of the most fundamental rights that we have as Americans, to the point that I think that we take them for granted when we should not. And this case illustrates how quickly we can lose rights that we think are, as Americans, we're entitled to and are in question.
Indeed. And Darian, talk to me a little bit about how you felt at that moment. I mean, this went very quickly from cats that needed nourishment to something mm-hmm. altogether different in a matter of minutes.
It did, yes. It was very frightening. It was very frightening. And it turned into nearly, 3 months of being very scared for that my life was entirely ruined or that I would be financially ruined by a trial because I was charged with trespassing, burglary, and theft. And so I had those criminal charges over my head for nearly 3 months. But even beyond the harm to me, it is very frightening for our country, I think, if it's even possible here in the United States to get thrown in jail because of who you vote for or don't vote for. I was always taught that simply does not happen here, but apparently it does.
Now, what is, Margaret, what's the status of those other charges at this point?
The charges have all been withdrawn. Ms. Balcom was charged with serious offenses, felony burglary, felony trespassing, serious crimes that could have landed her in jail for a very long time. And those charges were over her head for 3 months. She went to three different hearings. She paid lawyers to attend three different hearings. Each time the hearings were continued and canceled and scheduled for a later date. And this drew out for 3 months where she did not know whether or not her life was going to be completely upended simply because an officer had inappropriately asked her about her political beliefs. And when she told him, he had arrested her because he didn't agree.
So we've got about a minute left. What are you looking for here? What is the perfect resolution in your mind, Attorney Margaret Coleman?
Well, the perfect resolution is to go back in time and have this not happen, but obviously that's not something we can do now. What we would like to see is for other people to realize that when things like this happen to them, if things like this happen to them, that they have the power to do something about it. They don't have to accept it. And we want to be able to send a message to other police officers that we're not going to permit them to abuse their power in this way. We're not going to permit them to let their political beliefs influence the way they discharge their duties. And if they do that, there will be consequences.
And that, in fact, is probably the loudest message that I hear in all of this. It's a scary situation. Keep us posted as this works through the legal system. We appreciate you, Darian Balcom, Attorney mm-hmm. Margaret Coleman. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.